Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year is sponsored in honor of Yaakov ben Sarah Esther, Lazibu Kogan Bakarov, Chana Rezel Basmirim Rifka, Leleida Kali, Yelid Bari Vishalim, Barama Chevar Vishasagida, Lerichas Yom Vishanim Tovos, and for Alexander, Rabbi Alexander Zusha ben Yosef, Lili Nishmaso, and for Esther Bashmur, Lili Nishmaso. It says in the Pasuk, we're basing this shiur on the Sefer Ka'ayel Tarog, which is a collection of shiurim given by Hagaon Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak Lefkovich, the son of Rabbi Michal Yehuda, Sechet Tzadik Livracha. And this is shiur Nun Vav in the fourth volume of the excellent set of Sfarim. It says in the Torah in Parshas Korach, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hashebis Mata Aaron, take Mata Aaron, Lifne Ha'edus and return it to the Aaron. The Mishmeris is as a guarding. Laos is a sign. Lifnei Mary to the rebellious sons of the rebellious. So after the whole Maisa with the rebellion of Korach and his people, so we have the Maisa with the Mata, the miraculous Mata, which sprouted, and Hashem tells him to put it back next to the Aaron. So we see Akol Panim. There's a mitzvah to put the Mata Aaron that it should be Litzad Kodesh HaKadoshim. So we find that another time Moshe was commanded to use this mate, this staff. It says in Parashas Chukas with respect to Mei Meriva that Hashem tells him to take the mate, and it says he takes the mate milifnei Hashem. So in Pashtus, the mate is the mate that he used for all the miracles in, for the osos in Mitzrayim, for the signs in Mitzrayim. But then we have a kasha because we don't find that this mate was lifnei Hashem. So why does it say lifnei Hashem? Therefore, the Rajabam and the Chizkuni explained that this was the mate of Aaron. And now Moshe is using Ataka Laos, Lifnei Mary, to those who are rebellious, in the name Meriva. That's why he said to them, Shimuna Hamorim. Mikaliakar explains parenthetically that Hashem wants to show them that just like from a dry piece of wood that has no moisture, they're Prachim and Shkedim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Motzi Mayim Min Hasela. So it would seem from Svara that after Moshe used it, it would seem that after Moshe Rabbeinu used this mate, he would have to return it to its place, because the tzibu is ledaros, that the mate should always be next to the Aaron. And if you take it away, then you have to return it. We find similar to this in Parshas Bishalach with the man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded to put Melo Omer Mimenu Lishmeres L'Harasech L'man Yirus Halechem Shachalti Eschem Amidbar, to take the man and put it next to the Aaron as a memory of what happened in the Midbar. Rashi brings there that in the time of Yirmiyah, when he gave them Tochacha, and he said to them, hey, how come you guys aren't learning? So they say, hey, what do we do about Parnassa? So what's the teretz? The teretz is that look at the Tzinsenes Haman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can manage without you working for your Parnassa. He gave you the man. So in Pashtus, after Yirmiyah took the Tzinsenes Haman, he was chayv to return it to its place, because it has to be next to the Aaron. So in fact, the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tzadiheh Osi Yadalit is Mitzadei first, that Bevadei, if Bizman Min Azman, if somebody took one of these things, Mimakoman, from the Aaron, he's over on an Asay, because it's beforeish in the Torah that it has to be there. But then Ktzat Sarachiyon, then how come the Monei Mitzvahs didn't mention this is a Mitzvah Asay, that it's a Dover Noeg L'Doros? So he said, maybe you can say that these mitzvahs were not commanded to the Jewish people. Tzinsenes Haman was only commanded to Aharon, and the Mata Aharon was only commanded that it should be put next to the Aharon by to Moshe Rabbeinu. In the Mele, it's not the Gans Klal Yisrael, so it's not enumerated in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. It concludes, we call Mokum Ktsas Tzarech Iyun. Now the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shara Shlishi is Masik on the Bach, who enumerates various mitzvahs that are only L'shah, and he's Masik on the Bach that if that's the case, if you're enumerating mitzvahs that are L'shah, what about leaving over the man? That'd be a nice mitzvah. And also the essay of Tzinsenes Haman, of putting this little jug of a jar of man, and as a memory. So we see Akol Panim in the Rambam that it's Mefurish that he holds that it's a mitzvah essay L'shah, and therefore he says, if you're enumerating mitzvah L'shah, why aren't you enumerating the man? The question is, why isn't it a mitzvah l'doros? That anybody who takes it is obligated to return it. It should be a mitzvah l'doros. It's even more shvir according to the Ramban. The Ramban says that, in defense of the Bahag, that any mitzvah that's mamish just for that time, like the mitzvah is a mitzvah given in Mitzrayim, or a mitzvah given specifically for the mamad of Har Sinai, that is only l'shaitan, but a mitzvah that in theory you could shaykh to all the generations, that is enumerated in the minyan mitzvahs, like even though it was only done one time, like for example writing the Torah in 70 languages and the Avonim. So if that's the case, that a mitzvah that's shayach for all the doros is certainly tzinsenes haman, is shayach for all the doros, that it should be munach next to the aron, the mishmeres, so to mata aron. So we find the third place, something very similar, by the Shemen HaMishchan, Parshas Kisisa, Shemen, but Evo B'nai Yisrael Tadabra Leim, more Lamed Lamed Aleph, Shemen, Mishchas Kodesh, Yez, Elila Dor Seichem, Rashi explains, Mikan Lamdu Rabbi Seinu, Lo Amar Shekulo Kaim Lasid Lavo. From here the rabbis learned to say that everything is Kaim Lasid Lavo, that this Shemen HaMishcha is never going to be finished, completed, used, it's going to be in its complete state until the end of days. So Bazoi, it turns out, that Moshe Rabbeinu made Shemen HaMishcha one time, and now we have to guard it. Zei Elila Dor Seichem, this has to be guarded for the rest of the generations. And nevertheless, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Esei, the beginning of Klei Mikdash, Mitzvah Esei Latzu Shemen HaMishcha Shia Muchan L'Dvarim Shetzricha Meshicha Bo Shenemar V'Sisa Shemen Mishchas Kodesh. So yeah, the Shemen HaMishcha is a Mitzvah Esei to make it, that it should be prepared for things that you have to do Meshicha for, as it says, V'sisen also Shemen Mishchas Kodesh. But in Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, U'mayalam lo nasa Shemen Acher Chutz V'mashah Samoshah. No Shemen was ever, other Shemen was ever made, or for Shemen HaMishcha. Abazoi, we have to understand, how come the Tzivui of Tzinsenes Haman, the Rambam doesn't enumerate as a mitzvah sase to keep it L'doros, because it's considered a mitzvah L'shah. But as see as Shemen HaMishcha, that the Rambam does say is a mitzvah L'doros. What's the difference? Shemen HaMishcha, you're also, it's also only a one-shot deal. You make it once and that's it. Aye, the guarding it for the generations, the same applies to this in Senes Haman. Why does the Rambam enumerate one and not the other? So the Griz was already omit on this, increases Hamad Beis, and he brings from his father the Grach, that he says, Legabay Tzinsenes Haman, the mitzvah is to place it L'doros. In other words, the mitzvah is a one-shot deal. Not that it should be there L'doros, to place it. That's the mitzvah. Mashen Kein, the Heilige Shemen HaMishcha, there the mitzvah is that it should be L'doros Seichem. The mitzvah is that the Shemen HaMishcha should be L'doros, and therefore it's a mitzvah's doros, that it should be there L'doros. So the chiluk he's making is that like Abay Aman and also like Abay Mat Aaron, the tzivah is on the one time Maisa Hanocha, but after the Hanocha, that's it. Hashem came the Shemen, there it doesn't say Hanocha, it just says it should be L'doros, and therefore it's a mitzvah L'doros. The Gemara increases on Daf Hey, on Beis, Yuman, and Beis, Amid Beis, Horius, Yud Beis, Amid Aleph. It says that after the Aron was Nignas, together with it was Nignas the Shemen HaMishcha, the Tzinsenes Haman, and the staff of Aron, with its Shkedim Prochim, and also the Argaz, the box that the Plishtim sent as a gift to the Jewish people. Shinemarat Kleazov, Asher Shivosim, Lo Asham, Tasimu Ba'argaz Mitzido, Shalachtam Osa V'holach. So this Argaz that they sent was with the Aron. The Gemara asks, Umi Ganzo, and who put it into storage? Yeshayo, Melech Yehuda. Yeshayo was the one, Yeshayo was a Navi, Yoshio was the king. Yeshayo was the one who put it into storage. He put it with Argonis, the Aron, together with that, the Shemana Mishlan, sent a Samana Makal Shel Aron. And then the Gemara says, a very interesting statement, Om Rebbe Lazar, Asya Sham Sham, Asya Mishmeres Mishmeres, Asya Doras Doras. So we have three Gzeres Shavas, and now we have to understand what they are. The Gvur Sari and Yuma writes that we don't know what we learn from this Gzeres Shava, but Rashi and Harius explains that we learn that it's Tzinsenes Haman in Gzeres Shava from the Aron. Sham Sham, it says by Tzinsenes Haman Sham, it says by the Aron Sham. Just like the Aron was Nignas, this Tzinsenes Haman was also Nignas. We also learn Gzeres Shava of Doras Doras. This is the Shemen HaMishcha from Tzinsenes Haman. Just like the jar of Man was Nignas, so to the Shemen HaMishcha is Nignas in Gzeres Shava. Of Mishmeres, we learn that just like the Tzinsenes Haman was Nignas, so too the Makel of Aaron was Nignas. So the Gvur Sari is Tamea. He says, what is going on over here? We don't find that you learn Gzeres Shavah of what will be after a number of generations. Kanir'eh, what he means is that he doesn't understand that there's no Yafus here, there's no Halacha here, it's just telling us a historical fact that the Tzinsenes Haman was put into Geniza, the Makel of Aaron was put into Geniza, the Shemen HaMishcha was put into Geniza. But what sort of when do you have a Gzeres Shavah for a historical fact? You need to learn some sort of Halacha. So therefore the Gvura Sari explained in the Gzeres Shavah that the din of all of these things is that it should be Munach B'tzad Aaron. And Memela, since the din is that it should be Munach B'tzad Aaron, we know that when the Aaron was Nignaz, they were Nignaz together with the Aron. because there's a din they should be with the Aaron. That's what we learn from the Gzeira Shava. Well, the Fidvar, it's Mavur Lahadiyah, that it's a mitzvah Ladaros, that because they have a din, they have to be next to the Aaron. Yoshiyahu was chayv to be gonez them with the Aaron, and that is for all of the generations. However, the perish of the Gvur Sari is shver, because Le'inyin Zeh, that mitzvah Hanachasim is Besad Aaron, you don't need a Yalfusa from Gzeira Shava, because it says it explicitly in the Pasuk with respect to the Tzinsenes Haman. It says, Kach Tzinsenes Achas V'sen Shama Melo Omer Man V'hanach Oso Lifnei Hashem. It's Mefurish that Moshe said to Aaron to put it next to Aaron Lifnei Hashem. V'enichein Aaron Lifnei Ezra L'mishmeres. And also the Gabi Mata Aaron, also Shtei Toichit Kashev is Mata Aaron Lifnei Ha'edus. So what do we need? So it's also the Mata Aaron also has to be next to the Aaron. So what do we need? Gzeira Shava to teach us what it says explicitly in the Pasuk. And therefore it appeared that really is why Rashi explained that the Alfusa is to teach that they require Geniza with the Aaron, not that they should be next to the Aaron, but they require Geniza with the Aaron, because yes, it's Mefurish in the Torah that the Makom Hanochah is Betzad Aaron, but there is room to say that that's Dafka only when the Aaron is in the Mishkan or in the Mikdash, but when it's Nignaz, then it's no longer in the Mikdash. So therefore we could say that there's no more din, it should be Munach Betzad Aaron, and that comes the Alfus and the Gzeira Shava and teaches you, know that these things also have to be Letzad Ha'aron. Now in the Gemara it's before the Yoshio HaMelech was going as the Argaz, this box with the gift that the Plishtim sent to the Jewish people. So we have to be Ma'ayin. There we don't have any Yalfusa. There's no Yalfus in the Gemara that the Argaz has to be placed next to the Aaron. So Ma Pitom, that the Gemara says that you have to put the Argaz next to the Aaron, we have no Yalfusa for that. So according to the Gvur Sari, the Yalfusa, you don't need a special Yalfusa because it is a Pasuk. Tasimu ba'argaz mitzida, that the argaz, that's the pasuk, the Gemara quotes, that the argaz goes next to the Aaron that the Plishtim sent back. So memela, that we already have an explicit pasuk for, so you don't need a yalfusa. And also according to what we explained in Rashi, that the yalfusa is coming to say that it's a din even when it's not in the mikdash. That's the chiddush, that it's when it's nignas, it's beautiful, because here we're talking about the when it's not in the mikdash, the Aaron isn't in the here we're talking about where the Aaron is not in the Mishkan or the mikdash. So the fact that you put the argaz next to the Aaron doesn't require a pasuk, because it says v'hinachtem b'tzido. So we have the pasuk already. This is when it was in the hands of the Plishtim. So we learn it without a Gzeirah Shavah. Because like we said in Rashi, we said, what's Rashi's, the whole Gzeirah Shavah, the whole vort of the Alfusa, is to come and teach us what we don't learn from the explicit Pasuk. What do we learn from the explicit Pasuk? We only learn that the Aaron has to be next to these things, the Shemen HaMishcha, and the Tzenes HaMon, and the Makal Shel Aaron, only when the Aaron, we learn from the Pasuk that it's next to them, that the Makel and the Tzinsenes Haman are next to the Aaron when it's Bimakomo, when it's in the Mishkan. But we don't know that when you're putting it in Geniza, that these things have to be next to the Aaron. So Mimela, the Yalfus, is to teach us that when it's not in Bimakomo, when the Aaron is not Bimakomo, you still have to put these various items next to the Aaron. However, when it comes to the Argaz, there the Pasuk tells us that it's next to the Aaron, but the Pasuk is not talking about where the Aaron has been Makomo. So that for that we have an explicit Pasuk. You don't need a Yalfusa. Rashi only needed the Yalfusa for the Shemen, for the Tzinsenes Haman and the Mate of Aaron, where you have an explicit Pasuk that teaches you that they have to be next to the Aaron. So Rashi's bothered. What's the Yalfusa for? So we said maybe the Pshat in Rashi is that the Yalfusa teaches even when the Aaron isn't Bimakomo. The Pasuk is talking about the Aaron is Bimakomo, and the Yalfusa teaches even when the Aaron's not Bimakomo. But if you have an explicit Pasuk that it's next to the Aaron when it's not Bimakomo, you don't need the special Yalfusa, you don't need the Gzeira Shava. And that's what the case with the Argaz. The Argaz doesn't need the Yalfusa because you have a Pasuk that tells you that it's next to the Aaron even when the Aaron isn't Bimakomo. Now the Rambam writes in the beginning of the fourth parak of Beis HaBechira that there was an Evan in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in Ma'aravo, and on that Evan the Aron was munach, and in front of it was this incentive Haman and the Mata Aron. When Shlomo built a Beis HaMikdash and he knew it was going to be destroyed, he built a place for the Geniza under the ground, Amukos V'Akolos V'Yoshio HaMelech, and Yoshio said to put these things, the Aron and the Tzinsenes Haman and the Mount Aaron, in its place. V'nignaz imo, and then when they actually put it into storage, what was nignaz? The Mount Aaron, the Tzinsenes, and the Shemen HaMishcha. So the Reb Chaim HaLevi, in his Chedushim HaLashas, the Simen Nun Vav, is omitted in this Rambam. He says, wait a second, Rambam, you're not being consistent. At the beginning of the Halacha, you said that what was together with the Aaron, the Tzinsenes Haman, and the Mount Aaron. And then you concluded that when it was Nignaz, what was Nignaz with it? The Mount Aaron, the Tzinsenes Haman, and the Shemen HaMishcha. Wait a second, where was the Shemen HaMishcha when at the beginning? In the first place, before you put it into storage, was it not with the Aaron? How come we only mention the Shemen HaMishcha at the end when he put it into storage and not at the beginning when we were listing what's next to the Aaron? So he gives an answer that's Nishklor. But based on what we said, we have a very beautiful answer. And that is that if you look in the Pasuk, only with respect to the Tzinsenes Haman and with respect to the Matar Shel Aaron, it says explicitly in the Pasuk it's Lefnei Hashem, that it has to be with the Aaron. So Memela, when the Aaron was Bimakomo, then you had the Tzinsenes Haman and the Matar Aaron together with the Aaron. But the Alfusa teaches you that when you're begones the Aaron, what goes with the Aaron? The Tzinsenes Haman, the Matar Aaron, and the Shemen HaMishcha. So the Rambam is meduktok meod. At first he's talking about what when the Aaron is in its place, and then you have the Tzinsenes Haman and the Mata Aaron, Kamo Shemefurash Bapsukim. And then when he talks about going into Geniza, he adds the Shemen HaMishcha, because Shemen HaMishcha is only a Yalfusa, that when the Aaron is learned from Yalfusa, when the Aaron is not in the Koma with Xer Shava, that the Shemen HaMishcha goes together with the Aaron. And we also have a Yalfusa that the Tzinsenes Haman and Mata Aaron go with the Aaron, so therefore the Rambam mentioned there are all three, and not just the two, the Mata Aaron and the Tzinsenes Haman. Now in the Malachim, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Tes in Melachim Aleph, with respect to the Mashiach of Shlomo HaMelech, it says that Tzadik HaKohen took the Keren Hashem in Min HaOel, Vayimshach as Shlomo, when he anointed Solomon. Rashi explains, what did he take as Keren Hashem in Mishemen HaMishcha, Sh'asa Moshe, Min HaOel, Sh'aron Nasan Bir David, V'tzloch Sh'Hashemen HaMishcha Lifnei Aaron. So the Aaron was in Ir David, and the Tzloch of Shemen HaMishcha was Lifnei HaAaron, like we learn in Yuma, says Rashi. So we see from here that the Shemen HaMishcha also has to be with the Aaron. And it was learned from Gzei Rishav Meseches Yuma. So this looks like the Gvura Sari, that the Alfusa is that these things have to be placed next to the Aaron when the Aaron's been Makoma. Masha'en Kain. Rashi himself, the way we learned Rashi, he explained that the Alfus is only talking about the Geniza. So Rashi in Yuma seems to be saying that only when it's in Geniza, the Shemen has to be with the Aaron. And Rashi in Melachim seems to be saying that the Tzlochis of Shemen HaMishcha is Lifnei Aaron, even when it's not in Geniza. So that is a Tzarech Iyun. And the answer is that at this time, the Mishkan was in Givam, and the Aaron was in Yerushalayim. So the Shemen HaMishcha was together with the Aaron, Rashi says, that's learned from the Alfusa. That's learned in Maseches Yuma. Why? Because the Aaron isn't Bimakoma. The Aaron is in the Mishkan. And Memela, you have a Limud, that when the Aaron's not in the Mishkan, it goes together with the Shemen HaMishcha. That's according to the way Rashi is learning. Because Rashi learns that the Alfusa teaches you that when the Aaron is Lo Bimakoma, the Shemen HaMishcha goes along with it. Now we learned before in the Rambam that the Rambam says that when the Aaron is Bimakomo, you have the Tzinsenes Haman and you have the Mata Aaron. And when the Aron is nignaz, then the Shemen HaMishcha is placed together with it. So you could say in theory that the Rambam is going to learn like Rashi, and therefore here also the Aron will be together with the Shemen will be together with the Aron, because it's not in its place. HaKopanim, there's a lot to be mefalpel, so these are just a few thoughts. There's also Radak, an interesting Radak, who has a suffix what to do when the Aron is in one place and the Shemen is in another place. Look in the Radak there, Melachim Aleph, Perak Aleph Pasuk Lamites, and we should all be Zochim, it's Hashem, Lilmo do the Lamid, the Shmuel Alas, the Kamis, Kol Rishon, with the rest of Yehava, Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest Spread. Thank you.